this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back, everyone. This episode, we're going to start out with audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Of course, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place, even as much as public speaking events. The patron using the service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Coming up July 17th, To Kill a Mockingbird, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 9. Of course, America's number one hero, outranking Indiana Jones and James Bond, according to the American Film Institute. His soft-spoken, principled Atticus Finch, a widowed attorney defending an innocent black man against a rape charge in Depression-era Alabama. And, of course, the star of that is Gregory Peck. Again, that's To Kill a Mockingbird, Friday, July 17th, the audio described. That is a North Carolina Museum of Art outdoor movie at 9. Also, Saturday, July 25th, the Buddy Holly story. North Carolina Theater at 2, before the Beatles or the Stones ever played a note, rock and roll was forever changed by the bespectacled kid from Texas. Buddy tells the true story of Buddy Holly through his short yet spectacular career and features the classic songs That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, the Big Boppers, Chantilly Lace, Richie Valens, La Bamba, plus many, many more. Again, that's Saturday, July 25th, North Carolina Theater at 2. And Saturday, August 22nd, Interstellar, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 8:30 p.m. The Earth is searing itself to a crisp, and an intrepid team of explorers sets out to find mankind's future beyond a wormhole situated among the stars. Using the intense love of parent and child as a cosmic fulcrum, it evokes 2001 with its intelligence, danger, and majesty. Stars Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and Jessica Chastain. By the way, Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offering audio description for any performance requested within a 2-week advance notice. That's with a 2-week advance notice. Be sure to check their schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assistive listening, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their site for more information and call your local Regal Theater for information about specific showings. Additionally, the North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date in any theater for any film that has the audio description encoded into the film. This innovative new technology is part of the audio description project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. All right, we're going to move on to the Carolina Music Festivals list. Going on now through August 1st, it's the Eastern Music Festival. The Eastern Music Festival and School trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22 and presents 5 weeks' worth of classical and chamber music performances, plus jazz, blues, and more. Festival sites, Guilford College, and other venues around Greenville. And now through July 31st, an Appalachian Summer Festival An Appalachian Summer Festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. Festival sites, App State University, and nearby venues. July 9th through the 12th, there's the Wild Goose Festival in Hot Springs. That's at the Hot Springs Resort and Spa. July 11 and 12, Music Fest in Sugar Grove. Site is Cove Creek School. July 17 and 18, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival, of course, in Spruce Pine. And that takes place in downtown Spruce Pine. July 17th through the 26th, Folkmoot USA in western North Carolina. A lot of it takes place around the Waynesville area and other mountain towns. July 18th, it's July Jam in Charlotte. July 18th, Barnstock in Huntersville. Barnstock is a benefit concert that features music on three outdoor and indoor stages. Proceeds from last year's show went to the Davidson Fire Department, Headbands of Hope, and Cannon School. Site is the Brown Family Farm. July 23rd through the 26th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. Alden and Arnold Nunn of the Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Band present 4 days of good, clean family entertainment each year to preserve and pass on the heritage of mountain music. The festival site is Nunn Brothers Music Park. July 24th through the 26th, Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. July 30th and August 1st, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. What was originally a weekend get-together of friends and pickers has evolved into a 3-day family event on the Tar River that is in its 18th year. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets. The festival site, Green Hill Road. July 31st and August 1st, Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. The festival began in 2011 to raise money for restoration of the Reeves Theater in Elkin by local folk rock band Time Sawyer, and continues as a broader benefit to the community. Festival site is Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. August 1st and 2nd, Leaf Downtown Asheville. Leaf, which puts on 4-day May and October festivals in nearby Black Mountain, brings a taste of the 20-year-old event to downtown Asheville for 2 days, beginning with this year's show. It is to include 3 stages of music, plus art, workshops, family activities, and creative collaborations. In addition to a companion 5K run, the festival plans to present about 90 local vendors, and it's free. The site is downtown Asheville. August 6th through the 8th, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. The festival site is Diana Wortham Theater. August 6th through the 8th, Soulshine Farm Music Festival in Green Mountain. Festival site is Sunshine Organic Farm. August 7th and 8th, Fines Creek Bluegrass Jam in Clyde. That's at Old Fines Creek School. Also on the 7th and 8th, Olabel Reed Music Festival in Ashe County. And the festival site is the Lansing Creeper Trail Park. Of course, the Hopscotch Music Festival is coming up in Raleigh, September 10th through the 12th, about 130 bands at various clubs in downtown Raleigh. The event will also include concerts each night in City Plaza. VIP passes, which allow you to skip lines at club shows, and 3-day passes are on sale now through etix.com. Single-day passes and City Plaza tickets will go on sale this summer. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number there, 919-996-8700. Well, going on now through the July 26th, Dream Girls, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, July 11th, R5, Sometime Last Night Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Tickets $29.50 to $42.29. The performance is at 7. Saturday, July 18th, it's the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Music Awards have been given to over 180 music artists who have received over 240,000 votes from fans and were selected from over 1,800 nominees over the past years. The show starts at 8. July 21st through the 26th, Buddy Holly, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Shows each night start at 7:30, and there is a Sunday matinee at 2. August 5th through the 16th, it's Sleuth, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. August 27th through the 30th, Carousel, Theater Raleigh, Hot Summer Nights at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 8th through the 13th, Dirty Dancing, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. September 24th through the 27th, The Planets, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. October 8th through the 25th, Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And October 11th, Alvin and the Chipmunks live at Memorial Auditorium. Alvin and the Chipmunks Live on Stage is a dynamic, engaging, interactive, music-filled tour featuring music by One Direction, Maroon 5, Carly Rae Jepsen, Elvis Presley, and more. The Chipmunks are tricked by Ian Hawke to put on a fundraising concert to save Woodstock. At Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. also known as DPAC, tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center, 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Okay, Friday and Saturday, July 10 and 11, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. Sunday, July 12, Flowetry Reunion featuring Marsha Ambrosius and Natalie Stewart, with special guest Eric Robertson and the Foreign Exchange. Saturday, July 18th, three acts, two dancers, one radio host. This American Life host, Ira Glass, has been working with Monica Bill Barnes and company to invent a show that combines two art forms that, as Glass puts it, have no business being together, dance and radio. One is all words and no visuals. One is all visuals, no words. Coming up Sunday, July 19th, American Idol Live Tour 2015 from the TV show's 14th season. Also coming up at DPAC, Friday and Saturday, July 24th and 25th, Doug Verone and dancers. Just a side note, the Jill Scott concert on Thursday, July 30th is sold out. Sunday, August 9th, it's Bill Maher. Tuesday, August 18th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. Friday, August 21st, Wendy Williams. Sunday, August 23rd, Gladys Knight and the OJs. Saturday, August 29th, at DPAC, The Temptations and Four Tops. Thursday, September 10th, it's The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. Friday, September 11th, is Jerry Seinfeld, and they've added a second show, so shows are at 7 and 9:30. Wednesday, September 23rd through August 4th, it's Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical. And let me see here. Wednesday, October 7th, it is Jackson Browne. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club. On West Morgan Street in Raleigh, the number there, 919-828-5233. The lineup so far, July 9th through the 11th, John Reap. July 16th through the 18th, Donnell Rawlings. July 23rd through the 25th, Dan Soder. July 30th through August 1st, Jay Farrow. August 7 and 8, Fortune Feimster. August 13th through the 16th, Tommy Davidson. August 23rd, John Heffron. August 27th through the 30th, Arnez J. And September 16th, Tom Segura. A special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer just in case It is not what you or your family might enjoy. Switching to the North Carolina Museum of Art, which, of course, is on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, the number there, 919-839-6262. Friday, July 10th, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Saturday, July 11th, the Paris Combo at 8 o'clock. The magnificent French Ensemble Paris Combo first performed at the North Carolina Museum of Art at the close of the Festival Rodin in 2000. Since then, the band has continued to make critically acclaimed recordings and travel the world. Coming up Thursday, July 16th at the Museum of Art, the Punch Brothers at 8. Friday, July 24th, Teacup Gin at 5:30. Friday, July 31st, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. And the Onyx Club Boys are back at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Friday, August 7th. North Hills events coming up, the Midtown Beach Music Festival. Of course, concerts are held at the Commons, and they're scheduled Thursdays through August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. Coming up July 16th, the TAMS. The 23rd, Liquid Pleasure. The 30th, Band of Oz. And August 6th, the Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. And, of course, there are the Midtown Bluegrass events. Concerts are held Sundays at Midtown Park from 5 to 7. August 16th, it is Flat Lonesome. September 20th, Billy Strings and Don Julin. October 18th, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. And, of course, there are the Friday night tributes each Friday from August 14th through October 16th. Midtown Events will be hosting the Friday Night Tribute Series in Midtown Park. This series, now in its second season, will feature feel-good music. Excuse me, the feel-good music that we all know and love from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday nights. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series continue. These are free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle. They run through September from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Cary has a number of concert events, Downtown Performers Series in Cary. This series features all types of music. Performances are held at the Downtown Performance Green, located on the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Academy Street. The Starlight Concert Series, the concerts are free and take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center on the fourth Friday of each month through September. All concerts start at 7. The 7 o'clock rock series in Cary, it's the Block Party Experience. We'll find the streets closed off in Cary, merchants open late, good music and food, performances held at the corner of Academy and Chatham Streets. All 7 o'clock rock events are free. The Sertoma Concert Series, held at Sertoma Amphitheater inside Bond Park. Concerts are free and scheduled for July 11th and August 8th. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square Concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn. Also, there's Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch. And in Chapel Hill, enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. Of course, Raleigh's Oak City 7 is back for summer 2015. The concerts are held on Thursdays, 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for now July 23rd, August 6th, and August 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays on the following dates this summer, July 16th and 30th, and August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th, Southern Village, Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. Saturdays in Saxapaha. This is the 11th year for Saturdays in Saxapaha, with events at the Hay Wagon Stage through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through the end of August. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. And then, of course, there's the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Durham Central Park. First event is July 10th, and the dates after that, July 17th, July 24th, and July 31st. Moving on to Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, Wednesday and Thursday, July 15 and 16, American Dance Festival, Ballet Folklorico Cutumba. Monday, July 20th, Rob Bell, Everything is Spiritual Tour. Tickets start at $26. Show is at 8:30. Friday, July 31st, Erica Campbell and Friends. Eclectic, compelling, and at times risky, Erica Campbell consistently stays true to her foundation while continuing to push the boundaries of gospel music. Tickets start at $39. The performance is at 8. Saturday, August 1st, two performances of the Flying Karamazov Brothers. Expect the unexpected from those guys. Tickets start at $32, performances at 2 and 8 p.m. Thursday, August 6th, Boz Gags. Tickets start at $37. The concert is at 8. Friday, August 28th, Iris Dement, the last of 14 children born in Arkansas and raised in Southern California. Dement spent her childhood immersed in gospel and traditional country music. $30 is what the tickets start at. The show is at 8. Monday, August 31st, Keb Moe. Over the past two decades, Keb has cultivated a reputation as a modern master of American roots music through the understated excellence of his live and studio performances. B.B. King, Buddy Guy, the Dixie Chicks, Joe Cocker, Robert Palmer, and Tom Jones have all recorded his song. Tickets start at $27. Concert is at 8. Friday, September 4th, Jim Jeffries and the Freedom Tour, and Freedom is spelled F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. Jim Jeffries established himself as one of the outstanding comedians of his generation with the prestigious one-hour HBO special, I Swear to God. He continues wowing audiences with his controversial, belief-challenging comedy in his follow-up special, Alcoholicost, which aired on Showtime. Tickets start at $39.50, and that show is at 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 13th, it is the Milk Carton Kids. Cultural purveyors from Garrison Keillor to T-Bone Burnett to Billy Bragg have hailed the duo's importance among a group of new folk bands, both expanding and contradicting the rich tradition that precedes them. Tickets start at $27. Concert is at 8. Monday, September 14th, Zappa plays Zappa, the one-size-fits-all 40th anniversary tour. The incredible music of Frank Zappa lives on through Zappa Plays Zappa, the live musical tribute act led by Frank's eldest son, Dweezil Zappa. The band is honoring the 40th anniversary of Frank Zappa's landmark 1975 album, One Size Fits All, by performing the recording in its entirety. Tickets start at $27, and the performance starts at 8. Tuesday, September 15th, Ms. Lisa Fisher and Grand Baton. It's easy to see why she works all the time, her astonishing range, her spot-on intonation, Her mastery of the stage, the way her tone wraps itself around your heart and won't let go, the infectious quality of her time feel, these things keep her on top of the list. Tickets start at $31. The show is at 8. All righty, Duke Performances. The phone number, 919-660-3356. And the box office, 919-684-4444. Wednesday, July 15th, Music Maker Review. Wednesday, July 22nd, Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review with Pat Mother Blues Cohen and Big Ron Hunter. Right now, nothing scheduled for the month of August. Thursday, September 10th, Mahmoud Ahmed, Reynolds Industries Theater at 8. Thursday, September 17th, Lula Pena at Nelson Music Room, 8 o'clock. Friday, September 8th, El Subramanian, Baldwin Auditorium at 8, and I'm quite sure I didn't pronounce it totally correctly. Saturday, September 19th, Betty Levette at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Back Porch Music on the Lawn, American Tobacco Amphitheater. The number there, 919-433-1566. The concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. All right, July 30th, it is the Jeff Austin Band. Mandolinist Jeff Austin is unstoppable. He is celebrated for his fleet fingers and penchant for improvisation on stage, but those qualities also speak volumes about how he chooses to live. August 13th, it is the Music Maker All-Star Review. Eddie Tigner, Pee Wee Hayes, Albert White, Nasheed Abdul, and Artie Dean. August 27th, it is American Aquarium. And September 10th, to close out the season for Back Porch Music on the Lawn, it is Chatham County Line. Chatham County Line is an American bluegrass musical group formed in Raleigh in 1999. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.